a more thoroughly prepared and supplied expedition. But none of us knew what we would face at that end of this passage, and way too many of us were emotionally incapable of walking away from our brothers again now that we were this close. I should have gotten more information out of Mergen while we still had some flexibility. Time was winnowing our options rapidly. Sara's response to Uncle's repeating his suggestion was blistering enough to melt lead. She might be reluctant to have her husband back, but she was not going to delay any crisis. Swan leaned over my shoulder and whispered, "If you hang around here waiting for all these people to agree on something, we're going to get very old and very hungry before anything happens." The man had a point. A definite point. Chapter 83. I got my daily constitutional in before we reached the stairway. I began to appreciate just how vast the hall at the heart of that fortress was. My party dwindled into the distance. I observed, "This thing has got to be a mile across."
"Almost exactly. It's a few yards under, according to Soulcatcher. I don't know why. I wish we had a torch. I saw patterns in the flooring last time I was here, when there wasn't quite so much dust, but she wouldn't let me waste time looking at them."
There was a lot of dust. There had been none outside. The plane tolerated nothing alien except the corpses of invaders, evidently. Even here, we had yet to discover any sign of the animals or equipment that had accompanied the captured south.
"How much farther?"
"Almost there. Watch for a drop-off."
"A drop-off?"
"A step down. It's only about 18 inches, but you could break a leg if it surprises you. I turned an ankle last time."
We found the drop-off. I stopped to look back once I stepped down. All sorts of genius was being invested in the assignments I had given. Closer, Sara and the Radisha and several others to whom I had not given specific assignments had decided to follow me. I said, "You're right. It does look like there are some kind of inlays. If we have time, maybe we can take a closer look." I considered the edge of the stone. "This curves, and it's polished."
"That part of the floor is a circle, and it's almost exactly 1/80th of the diameter of the plane, according to Soulcatcher. The raised part where the demon's throne used to sit is 1/80th the size of this."
"That's probably got to mean something. It have anything to do with the captured?"
"Not that I'm aware of."
"Then we'll worry about it later."
"The stairs start over here."
They did indeed, right next to the wall. The crack in the floor had extended clear through that. The wall's partial collapse had filled the gap there. Then the material from the wall had been pushed back up as the fissure healed itself. The stairs simply started. There was a rectangular hole in the floor. Steps went down, roughly paralleling the outer wall, away from the crack in the floor, which had healed almost completely. There was no handrail. 20 steps down, we reached a landing 8 feet by 8. The descending steps led off from our right. This flight appeared to go downward forever. Faint light crept up it, just strong enough so you could see where to put your feet.